Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last week, Lansing Mayor Bernero, with much fanfare, unveiled a proposed fiscal 2016 city budget that he claimed reflected a surplus of revenues over expenses. Unfortunately, using the more accurate accrual basis of accounting, Lansing's fiscal 2016 budget once again reflects a huge deficit in excess of $10 million. In June, the Governmental Accounting Standards Board is issuing three pronouncements that will eventually require state and local governments to more accurately disclose their unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care benefits. The mayor's proposed budget fails to comply with this standard. Even worse, the mayor's budget fails to meet the requirements adopted by the Committee of the Whole of the City Council of the City of Lansing in Resolution 2014 number 253. On the first page, under 2A, the mayor was given this guideline, quote, "Wise stewardship of financial resources results in the city's ability to meet and exceed service demands and obligations without compromising the ability of future generations to do the same," unquote. On page 4 in Resolution 1B1, the mayor is directed to, quote, "present to City Council a delineation of recommendations of the financial health team, noting which recommendations have been implemented, which are in the fiscal year 2016 proposed budget, which are planned to be implemented at a future time, and which have been determined not to be implemented at any time. A timetable for future implementation is requested," unquote. Sadly, the mayor's budget fails on all of these accounts. The mayor's financial health team presented their report in the spring of 2014. It is posted on the city's website. The report showed that the city, at $600 million as of fiscal 2012, had the second largest unfunded liabilities of all cities in Michigan, behind only Detroit. Further, the report acknowledged that the amount was constantly growing. The report then listed concrete, specific steps to address this huge financial problem. Neither the mayor nor the city council have since adopted any of these concrete, specific steps to meet the requirements imposed by the city council resolution I cited. In fact, Mayor Bernero, in an interview last week on this station, claimed he is still waiting for the financial health team to deliver this report before he takes action. No, Mayor Bernero, you already have the report with concrete, specific steps to implement. Be sure to listen Friday as I continue this discussion. That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.